Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. There's a lot of good news going on. E3's going. There's great stuff there. There's also some sad news. We lost Anthony Bourdain this weekend. Struggled with depression and everything, and it's really a sad loss. But in the vein, in the tradition of Chef Bourdain, we're gonna celebrate. We're gonna celebrate cooking and celebrate all things good with food, which there's a lot. So we have a lot, you know, to be thankful for and to be happy about. So all week, long story short, we're talking about cooking. And today we are going to look at the top five examples of cooking in video games. So we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. Number five is going to be Battle Chef Brigade. This is a really strange game. It's made by Adult Swim Games, so that should tell you something right there. Came out on Windows and Switch back in November of 17, and you have to go out and hunt your food, like find the stuff and kill it, and kind of like a brawler style aspect, and then you take it back to your kitchen area. It's kind of like an Iron Chef style looking place, and then it switches to a puzzle game. And there you cook the food. So it's a strange, you know, it's a multi-layer game. There's a lot going on. I mean, you look at it, you may think it's fairly simplistic, but the blending of it is something I think is really cool. You know, a lot of people take for granted, oh yeah, I'm just gonna eat this. You know, no, somebody out there has to like kill it and do all this stuff and everything. And so you get to experience the joys of that as well. I say joys, but, you know, it's a real thing, though. You definitely have to do it. Number four is going to be Overcooked. This game came out in August of 2016 for PlayStation and Xbox and July of 2017 for the Switch. This is just a fun little party game. You can play it by yourself, but I don't recommend it. As the levels go on and stuff happens, you get crazy power-ups, crazy obstacles. I mean, you'll be playing and all of a sudden an iceberg will land or a bus will come through as you're trying to cook and complete these orders and do everything, you know, or earn them money, because that's what it's all about. And you can have different players, you know, doing different roles, and it's a campaign, which is different in party games, but you do ultimately come to a boss level. And it's, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Something about this game, you know, we talked about what looks simplistic, but this game, there is a lot going on, and the more you dive into it and the more you play with people, the more, you know, you're trying to figure out patterns and routines and how to get in that rhythm of doing the cooking. You know, it's not very realistic cooking, but we all know that. There's no doubts or anything there as far to the how real it is. But if you sit down with two or three of your friends and start playing, you're going to have a great time. I promise. And I don't know about PlayStation, but it's almost always on sale on Xbox. So you should definitely pick it up and check it out. Number three is going to be Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. This came out March of 2017 and is, as of this recording, the most recent Zelda game. There's so much going on in this game. This is a almost perfect game. It got 10 out of 10 at a lot of things. Game critics, they gave it, you know, best action, best console, best show. The Game Awards of the year before, it was the most anticipated game. It won for Game Innovation. I mean, it got nominated and won so many games. South by Southwest gave it the Video Game of the Year. So that should tell you something. But part of this game that is different is you're cooking. And you gather stuff as you're going through, whether it be meat or mushrooms or fruits, veggies, different things. And you have to sit down, you know, make your little campfire and cook. And these are going to be, you cook things that either give you health or mana or make you faster. You know, it's an interesting take on the power up in video games that you actually have to work for it. But it's also kind of nice because, you know, sometimes you can't find a health kit, but oh, hey, I have 5 apples. I can cook these apples up and be back at full health, no problem. So it's different, you know, it makes sense being in an RPG like that and having that going on, but I enjoyed it. I found myself just randomly cooking and hanging out, so it's strange. Number two, and this is the biggest cooking franchise. I was going to say the biggest franchise, but we talked about Zelda, so it's not the biggest franchise of the show. But this is definitely the biggest cooking franchise. And it is going to be Cooking Mama. This is a game that has spawned dozens of sequels. I mean, and it all started back in 2006 on the Nintendo DS. It's a series of mini games. Again, you'll see that kind of recurring theme here, where mini games and cooking and stuff. Some of them are rhythm-based, some of them are speed-based. You know, there's just a whole lot of different things that you can do. And depending on how you do, you know, you get your medal and you move on. But it's more than that, you know. In the cooking, sometimes it's just stuff like cutting up a tomato. Or sometimes you're making eggs and have to fry stuff like that. It works on pairing, like stuff that you can combine this and with this other recipe. There's all sorts of crazy stuff in there. And, you know, it was really one of the first games to jump on that mini game bandwagon and franchise. Well, he made a whole franchise out of it, and it's incredibly impressive. So, Cooking Mama, you know, it's still around. It's still, I think, even like April of 2017, the Sweet Shop came out. And there's always been, like I said, all these games. It even spun off into, like, gardening and babysitting and all sorts of stuff. But it started off cooking, and I don't know, that's really impressive. It shows you how much people like to cook and the opportunity that is there. I'm sure most people have played a Cooking Mama game, you know. I've never owned one, but I've played it. You know, it's one of those, there's so many of them that it's just always there. But our number one, the number one example of cooking in video games, it's also one of the oldest, if not the oldest, from 1982 is Burger Time. So back in the early 80s, you know, late 70s, early 80s, you had all these arcades blown up and doing crazy things. You had your Pac-Mans, your Donkey Kongs, Galagas, Pong, everything. And even like games like Tapper, which almost made it on this list, but it was just drinking, so didn't quite make it. But then you had Burger Time. This was a game where you had started the level and you had all these hamburger buns at the top of the level, and you had like lettuce and patties in the bottom of the buns, and you just go around touching each one of them to make them drop. And every time you touch them, they drop a level until ultimately, you know, you have everything on the very bottom level. And there's a lot of different strategies to it. It was weird because the villains, the you know, the people that chase you around, to try and stop you were a hot dog, a pickle, and an egg. Hot dog, I can understand, you know, because, oh, hamburgers are hot dogs. Even though they are always served together, they're definitely different. But pickles, I put pickles on, well, almost everything, but for sure my hamburgers, unless my hamburger has an egg on it, which, again, these are things, I don't know. It was 1982, maybe we hadn't developed a taste for eggs on hamburgers. Who knows? But you're Peter Pepper, who's almost Peter Parker. And you're just going through trying to be a chef and get everything rolling. And it's considered a pretty important game, and it's definitely lived on. You know, the main guy, Peter Pepper, he showed up in Pixels and Wreck-It Ralph, and Captain N, the Game Master, and everything. Mr. Egg showed up in a Futurama episode. You know, there's definitely been a lot. And this game was ripped off with Burger Chase, Burger Time, Burger Space, Burger Boy, Barney Burger. I mean, dozens, again, of stuffs. So, but it was the first one. And you know how we feel about the first ones here. So let us know what you think. What are some of your favorite cooking examples in video games? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. As always, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're there. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'll respond to all of those. Make sure to click that little subscribe button. That way you can get access to all the shows on the network, not just this one. You get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. But before we leave today, like I said, we are mourning Anthony Bourdain and stuff. And so I just want to say, if anybody out there is struggling with anything, or, you know, feels alone or feels down, reach out. You can call 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Lifeline. Reach out to us. We'll talk to you. We, you know, everybody matters. You matter. You're loved, whether you think it or not. You're not alone. So please, please, you know, see, try, just talk to somebody. Try and find some help. But yeah, I'm Lance. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time. I took a walk through this.